Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX. Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
Amy, remember how we talked about the very strange Bill Belichick interview from CBS Sunday Morning?
Like, blink twice if you're a hostage.
So the former Patriots coach and now the coach at North Carolina College, University of North Carolina, he has a girlfriend who's much, much younger than he is. She's 24. And at one point during the interview on Sunday, we played the clip for you where the interviewer,
Tony Dotsapeel from CBS,
asked about how they met. Pretty innocuous question. And then she said, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
Which is very, very strange. Anyway, TMZ followed up on that interview, and their reporting is that multiple times during the interview, she, Jordan Hudson, the girlfriend, interrupted the interview and at one point stormed out of it and tried to get Bill Belichick to leave with her. Though it is unclear, according to TMZ, whether or not he actually did get up. But it did stop the interview for about a half hour. They came back. And Dotsapeel had to wrap up the interview quickly and get done. And also, the reporting is that the producers had to really scramble to salvage anything from the interview to make it watchable.
Not talking about this.
That's insane.
Not talking about how you met?
Which is kind of the story. The whole thing about them was that their relationship started with a meet cute. That's the point of their relationship. Is she was on the plane, and I don't know, she had a term paper. I don't know. And he said, hey, have you...
I think they were talking like football plays or something.
Weird.
I don't know.
So that's why, one, it's not a mystery how they met. I thought everybody knew it.
Yeah.
Why is she suddenly not talking about it? And you brought this up yesterday, that CBS included the one interruption because she interrupted so many times.
Yep.
They thought we should probably include one of these. I didn't know she stormed out. And you also brought up a point that I can't stop thinking about, which is that Bill Belichick is notoriously in charge. He controls the situation. He decides what he's going to say, what he's not going to say. You know, he was cantankerous and the man on the no pun intended, the big man on campus. I forgot that he doesn't have mental decline. I forgot he was still the coach of UNC because I, honest to goodness, thought, oh, does he have dementia?
A conservatorship or something?
Yes.
Like, the whole thing is very strange. And also the reporting is that he showed up only with her.
Yeah.
So he's got a new book coming out. So the publicist, his publisher, nobody else came. It was just her. And she is in on all the business emails and has asked to be. So it's like she's running his life now.
It's really weird. And
like he's grandpa and he can't get around and he needs her help.
She's on the field. Every practice, every play, she's on the field.
She's like Yoko.
It is. And it's hard to describe how weird that is. Imagine the Blues and there was one wife who just sat in the locker room. You would say, lady, you need to give them their space. In the same way that, like, if I was on, you know, my women's team and, like, a boyfriend came in and sat in the locker room, I'd be like, get out of here. This is not your place. This is not the time.
Is that worse than what, about 8-9 years ago when Adam LaRoche had his kid in the locker room?
That's also really bad.
In the clubhouse?
But I will say, I don't know
all the time.
If there's like a psychiatrist, there's got to be some kind of therapist or psychiatrist watching this thinking something weird.
Something's
is
off.
Happening.
Yeah.
Is she... Did you see that movie Love and Mercy about the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson?
No.
And how basically he and his doctor got really in with him, like a narcissist controlling narcissist, and then started controlling his life and medicating him. That's what I feel like she's doing.
Something's
like
off.
Like, she has somehow gotten in and is controlling him. Anyway, very bizarre. I will say this.
Tom needs to check in on him, see if he's okay.
Somebody needs to check in on him. And I've never felt sorry for Bill Belichick, but he looks helpless. Okay. A TikTok creator, Janelle Rohner, is very popular. Lots of followers. She's a nurse who launched her account in 2020, showing healthier versions of foods. Like, she made a low-carb sandwich where instead of bread, she used bell pepper halves. Okay. It's probably good. It's not bread, but it's probably good. And talked about how you just need to make better choices. And she kept losing weight. And she said, for $200, I'll give you the plan of what I'm doing. I'm eating more calories than ever, and I'm losing weight. And people said, yeah, you keep losing weight. Guess what? She is taking a GLP-1 medicine for weight loss and wasn't telling people. She finally came out and said, yes, you know, my doctor and I decided it would be best, which is fine. Except for the fact that you are presenting to people that you lost that weight by your little cute recipes and your exercise, which, don't get me wrong, those are good things. But now selling your diet for $200 when you're on the side taking like an Ozempic.
That seems to be a...
fraudulent.
Yeah, like doesn't there have to be some grounds for people to want to sue her over that?
Well, a lot of people are saying you need to give everyone their money back from the time you started taking that medicine. Because she did start in 2020, really was dieting and exercising and losing weight. So I'm not taking that away from her. But once she started secretly taking her GLP-1 medication, from that moment on, people should get their money back.
Did you see that, and I think by now you probably did, I know the news has talked about it on our station, but Amazon is going to start posting how much of the price on the thing you buy is because of the tariffs, and it will list the tariff right next to the price so that you can see it. They also say that, the White House is not upset or not happy with this.
We need to talk about this more.
We really should.
Let's bookmark this.
That's a very big deal. Oh, by the way, also UPS says they're going to cut 20,000 jobs. They announced that today. That's not good.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.